It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biannual ritual of changing the clock back and forth.
Gain an extra hour of news.
That's 1 hour.
This weekend to hear all the things Congress is not doing.
Congress.
We need to pass a bill.
To stop changing the clocks.
Probably not.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We've got a very special guest we're going to connect with. Erica Donald. She is the CEO of Optima Ed. That's affiliated with Hillsdale College. She's also the wife of Congressman Byron Donalds, who serves from Florida here, and she's a former Collier County School Board member as well. So good morning, Erica. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time to help explain this Amendment 1 that has to do with the school board, and it's basically about candidates having to identify themselves by party. And I guess we're asking, what's your take on it? And I believe you support it. Why?
Well, I do support it. And it actually doesn't require anyone to declare a party, because anyone can run as no party affiliation. But it would allow those who do want to affiliate with a party, with Republican, Democrat, or any of the other umpteen parties that we have in Florida, can do so and have that reflected on the ballot. We know that partisan labels actually create more informed voters. It gives them a quick shorthand for where the candidates stand, whether they're policy positions or their value systems. And it can lead to greater voter participation in these very important school board races, when voters have a lot to research and look at when it comes to these amendments, when it comes to all of the down ballot races that they have to vote on.
Now, does this mean this would, you know, affect the primary process and people getting, knocked out of running via that if they're of the same party?
Yeah, it absolutely could. And it could lead to greater participation from our political parties as well, and maybe even a more diverse pool of candidates. You know, when we look at nonpartisan races, especially school board, you have very strong special interest influences, including, of course, teachers' unions when it comes to school board races. And the parties don't get as involved because they don't have representation on the ballot. And so I think people will try to say that is a negative, but more information, more voter participation, more participation from diverse groups, whether that's a political party or other types of interest, is an important part of the democratic process.
Now, you served on Collier County School Board, so you know the lay of the land. Let me ask you this, and it's not necessarily part of this amendment, but just how it works in general. We've gone through superintendents in Alachua County fairly regular in the last few years. I mean, it seems like they're replacing somebody all the time. What is that a sign of? Is that a sign of a school board that just is never happy? What is the superintendent's job, and how does that relate to the school board?
Well, it's a difficult thing. In Florida, we do still have some elected superintendents. Most of them, especially in the larger counties, are appointed by the school board. I actually also served on the Constitution Revision Commission and tried to propose an amendment where you had to have one or the other, either an elected superintendent or an elected school board, but not both. When it comes to school boards, you know, they need to function well as a governing body. I can't speak to, you know, who people elect and how they're able to manage and govern their appointed superintendent. But an elected superintendent by itself, not with a school board, would operate like a sheriff, like a CEO of the school district, which may work better but would also require a constitutional amendment in Florida.
Oh, okay. All right, so back to Amendment 1. You're thinking it's the wise thing to vote yes on that amendment.
Well, that's correct. And this amendment is actually required because a constitutional amendment back in 1998 made school board races nonpartisan in Florida. That's before the 60% threshold was put in place. I do wish that we could take things away with the same threshold at which it passed. Unfortunately, this does require 60% to pass in Florida to take away the nonpartisan label and allow people to declare their candidacy one way or the other. Like you said, I was on the Collier County School Board. I can tell you the number one question that I was asked when I was campaigning for my race is, what is your party affiliation? Who is the Republican on the ballot? Who is the Democrat on the ballot? That's what voters want to know, and we should give them that information.
So you worked well, I guess, with Governor DeSantis when he started to put some of these education reforms into place?
Absolutely. Governor DeSantis has been an incredible education governor, especially when it comes to expanding school choice. I'll tell you, the number one thing I learned as a member of the school board is we need more choice and competition. We need more power to the parents. Get it out of the bureaucracy and break the monopoly that the districts hold on public schools right now.
You know, you've got a lot of connections, and your husband's a congressman, very well respected. We like him. But yet, you know, with all that going on, it doesn't seem like there's much you can do about that Florida State football program, huh?
You know, one thing at a time. I do have a high school senior who aspires to go to Florida State and play football, so maybe I can do my part if he achieves his dream there. Go Noles.
Yeah, I just had to give you a little jab because, you know, of course, we're coming to you from, you know, the heart of, you know, Gainesville and University of Florida. So I had to get a little jab in on you.
Well, hopefully you'll still have me back on, even though I am a diehard Seminole. And, you know, that's where Byron and I met, and we've been together all this time, grown up together outside of the Seminoles. Always a Seminoles fan, though, but I appreciate you allowing me to be on the show. I want Gators to be well-educated, too.
Yeah, look, I put three kids through the University of Florida, but I am not, people that know me know I'm not a hater. If it comes down to it, I'm going to root for a Florida school against anybody else. That's how I am. And I've been to Doak Campbell, you know, back in the day, long time ago, heartbreaker loss against Miami. You were probably about, 3 years old maybe at the time. So I won't test your memory on that wouldn't be fair. Okay, so what's it like being married to a congressman? They have to go to Washington all the time.
Well, yeah, he definitely stays really busy. I tell people it has to be a calling for both of you, and it certainly is for us. You know, we love our country. We care about the future of America for both our children, grandchildren, and everyone else's. And we've just been honored to be able to have an influence on the things that we really care about, whether it comes to education or Byron's involvement, you know, helping President Trump get elected, as well as in financial services, where both of us had our careers for a long time. You know, it is an honor to serve, but it's not for the faint of heart. It's hard work. It is sacrifice, but it's well worth it.
Do you think that your husband will be looking for higher office down the road? Because I think a lot of people believe that he would be a good choice in a lot of different areas.
Well, people say that, yes. I know he's very focused on a week from yesterday, right, getting Trump elected. And what I always say is, you know, God opens the doors and we walk through them. And whatever he has next for us, we're just going to follow his lead and his plan for us and be grateful every step of the way, whatever we can do.
We really appreciate the time and a little bit of insight and some personal stuff as well. And thanks for being our guest today. We look forward to future conversations. And Eric Donalds, thank you for being on the show.
Anytime. Yeah, love to come back. Have a great day.
All righty. There you go. See, got my little jab in on her.
Yes, you did.
That's to test if someone's a good sport or not.
She was awesome.
Clearly.
Awesome.
Clearly.
Yes.
And I really expected no less. But I had no, honestly, before we put the interview together, that she had such a background in the educational world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just learning about the company that she's the CEO of, and that's Optima Ed. And apparently that is... you know, management support for Hillsdale College affiliated classical charter school in Florida. So,
well, good connections there.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.